The definition includes actions like expressing conspiracy theories about Jews or denying the facts of the Holocaust. It also includes certain speech about Israel. Some critics say that conflates anti-Semitism with protected political speech. Ken Stern is one of the original authors of the definition, who now argues that it could be used as a cudgel.
The last thing you want to do is have government decide what speech is okay and what speech isn't. An official declaration of what's a preferred type of opinion.
The Milwaukee Jewish Federation, which backs the bill, says anti-Semitic incidents have increased in the last decade. The Federation says the bill sends a message of support for Jewish safety. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.